In 5, 4, 3. Hey everybody, welcome back to another Wicked Riff Wednesday. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Lou Dini, and this week we are going to be talking about the song Icky Thump. We're going to tell you the story of it and why Icky Thump is not just a wicked riff, but possibly even, literally even, a killer riff. Intrigued? Stick around. You're listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus Wicked Riff Wednesday edition, episode 8. And today we're going to be talking about the song Icky Thump. We're going to get into that one in 1 second. First of all, please go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check out the website because there's a lot of great podcasts like this one, music podcasts, great talk, great information, great bands. If you like what you're hearing, please share it around. Let us know what you think. There's a little bit of merchandise there, too. Be awesome if you picked yourself up a cool Lou Dini t-shirt or something like that. Buy some. Christmas is coming. Buy some for some of your friends. You can find that all at LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you would like some information on some deeper, you would like to dig a little deeper. You want some deeper information. You want access to exclusive talk, exclusive conversation, exclusive music, exclusive video, tons of exclusives there. How many exclusives was that? I forget. You go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and you can get some exclusive video and exclusive music, and you can find out more at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into today's Wicked Riff. Today's Wicked Riff, as promised, is Icky Thump by the White Stripes, and in case you forgot what it sounded like, it's something like this. Okay, I just love that riff. I could just jam that out over and over. A little bit about my sound. I've got the trusty dusty Telecaster here, Highway 1. Not real complicated setup. I'm running through my Angry Charlie pedal and then into the Pog with an octave setting to kind of fatten it up, get a little closer to the Jack White tone. Into a little wee Champ 12, those of you who are watching the video, you can see it's behind me, and into the desk here through with a cool IR. It's pretty simple, nothing crazy, not tons of effects, just a couple little things. So let's talk about this wicked riff, this possibly even killer riff. The song Icky Thump, also the title of the 2007 album Icky Thump, first of all, it is the White Stripes' highest charting hit, specifically in the UK. Worldwide, it did great. Ended up winning a Grammy in 2008 for Best Rock Performance by a Duo or a Group. So kudos to the White Stripes for all that. Now, let's talk a little bit about the name of the song. The name of the song is Icky Thump, but it's a sort of a play on a Northern British expression, Icky Thump with an E, which is a sort of way of saying what the heck. But Jack changed it from Icky to Icky because he thought that it would confuse teenagers in America because they wouldn't know what it was. It was a wise choice. It's similar to the way that Led Zeppelin changed, you know, Led Zeppelin from LEAD. They, instead of using it LEAD, they made it LED so people wouldn't walk around calling it Lead Zeppelin. Anyways, smart move on Jack's part there. Now, the lyrics are a criticism of the treatment of immigrants in the United States. And you can watch the video and read the lyrics, and it's not all that hidden. It's done in an artful way with some great rhyme and things like that. Just really well done for being a sort of political tune, which I typically am not into that type of stuff. I think it's great. But what's really interesting about the song, more so than the lyrics or what the meaning of it is where the title really comes from. Like I said, it's a play on the term ecky thump, which means what the heck. But it was inspired. The reason he knows about this expression is because of a television show called The Goodies. And The Goodies is like a sketch comedy show that is on, I think it's like a half an hour long or something like that. But there was a specific episode called Kung Fu Capers, which also became known as Ecky Thump, because they use that expression over and over in this particular episode. And this episode actually caused one fan, one viewer, to laugh for 25 minutes straight. He laughed for 25 minutes straight, which ended up giving the guy a heart attack, and he died. So you could say that not only is Ecky Thump a wicked riff, it is a killer riff. On a little side note, the guy's wife wrote to the producers of The Goodies and actually thanked them for making her husband's last half an hour of his life a very pleasant one. So it's a very interesting story. It's a great riff, and let's just jam it out one more time. So that is the story of Ecky Thump by the White Stripes. Real quick, guys, Lou Lombardi Music, LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle is how you get in all the good. Speaking of the goodies, you get all the exclusive video, the exclusive conversation, the exclusive music. Hang out with me. There's a private Facebook group involved. There's some free downloads. There's a lot of cool stuff involved with that. So check that out at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for more great podcasts. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit that little subscribe button. Hit the little bell to get notified. We're doing a few of these a week now. And you don't want to miss our full-on big podcast that we do each week, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, with my co-hosts Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. It's a lot of fun, and you can find out about that all at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Guys, it's been fun hanging out with you. I hope you're enjoying these. If you have some suggestions for wicked riffs you'd like me to explore, talk about, give the story of, you can do that. Just send me a personal message or leave me a comment here on Facebook or YouTube or wherever you happen to be checking this out at. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Ludini, and I'll catch you guys all next on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.